This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Regional Economic Community of West Africa, ECOWAS, Friday forged ahead with plans for a possible military intervention in Niger following the military coup there July 26th, raising tensions in the region. Though leaders of the West African nations expressed hope for a peaceful resolution to the crisis. Reuters correspondent Ali Ellis Rizzo reports.
The regional bloc also pledged to enforce sanctions, travel bans, and asset freezes on the junta, which ousted former President Mohamed Bazoum on July 26. After a summit of its heads of state, ECOWAS ordered the activation of a standby force for possible use against the junta. It said it had not given up hope of a peaceful resolution to the crisis, but that all options, including military action, were possible. It is not clear how big the force would be, if it would actually invade, and which countries would contribute. Security analysts said ECOWAS force could take weeks or longer to assemble, potentially leaving room for negotiations. The junta has said it would defend the country against any foreign attack.
Hawaiian emergency management records show no indication warning sirens sounded before people ran for their lives from wildfires on the island of Maui that killed 55 people. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
I'm just so grateful to be alive.
Maui resident Candy Olofsson tells Sky News that she escaped the flames with her life, but not everyone was as fortunate.
People are found in houses in a huddle holding each other because the fire surrounded their homes before they could even get out. There was nowhere to go. And these are beautiful homes that are very old and they're made of wood. Those went up like a matchstick. Nobody had warning.
The fast-moving flames have claimed dozens of lives, and officials expect the death toll to rise. Meanwhile, Maui residents are asking why.